Sometime during the 1886-1887 concert season, Mahler met von Weber's grandson, Baron Karl von Weber, a captain in the Saxon army. Baron Captain von Weber had a proposition for Mahler. Would he like to take a stab at completing a comic opera begun by his grandfather but left unfinished at his death? The task must have seemed daunting. Of the 17 scenes in the libretto, Weber had sketched music for only 7 of them, and his notation was illegible, as no one had yet been able to decipher his peculiar system of musical shorthand. The orchestration was even more poverty-stricken. Only 18 measures of the introduction had been fully scored. And for his part, Mahler, well, he wasn't busy, right? Conducting both his and Nikisha's repertoire at the opera house? Okay. Look, you've already anticipated the outcome. After some initial hemming and hawing, Mahler took the project on and finished the opera in about 4 months. And it was good, really good. The 23-year-old Richard Strauss was one of the first people to see the completed manuscript. In a letter to the conductor Hans von Bülow, dated October 29, 1887, Strauss wrote, and I quote, "Mahler's arrangement of Weber's Die Drei Pintos seems to me a masterpiece. I am absolutely enchanted by the first act, which Mahler played for me at the piano. It is true Weber at his most charming, best. I think you too will be delighted with it." Unquote. Mahler's reconstruction, his recomposition of Die Drei Pintos, was a huge success. Performances almost immediately took place across Europe and North America, and the publication of the score brought Mahler some fairly major dinero. So in one fell swoop, Mahler's budding fame and finances were substantially improved at just the time he began composing again after a hiatus of 3 years. Now, Artur Nikisch remained ill during the 1887-1888 season, which required Mahler to continue the duties of both the principal and first assistant conductor. During the season, he conducted over 200 performances, presenting 54 different operas. Let me say that again, just in case any of us missed it. During the 1887-1888 opera season, Mahler conducted over 200 performances, presenting 54 different operas. He was an ambitious, tireless, caffeinated workaholic. In 1888, Mahler was appointed music director and the first conductor of the Royal Hungarian Opera in Budapest. Music director, oh, music director, the cheese, my friends, the person who chooses the repertoire, hires and fires, the stopper of the musical buck. The appointment was a bombshell. Mahler was only 28 years old, an unknown in Budapest, a German, and a Jew. In Mahler's first speech to the opera orchestra and singers, he made his position known. I quote the speech. "Discipline, work. Work, discipline." Unquote. Mahler instituted Hungarian language performances to the howls of the guardians of tradition, but to the enduring affection of his audience, and hired native Hungarian singers whenever it was possible. Mahler, incidentally, did not speak a word of Hungarian. He had to learn all the translated operas phonetically. Mahler remained in Budapest for 3 years. In 1891, he assumed the post of conductor at the Hamburg Stadttheater, one of the oldest and most prestigious opera theaters in all of Europe. At the height of the season, Mahler was conducting 19 different operas a month. By this point of his career, Mahler's mature conducting style was pretty much set. During the summer of 1893, Mahler discussed with his friend, Natalie Bauer Lechner, the trials and tribulations of conducting in Hamburg. I quote, "I prepare my performances in the minutest detail and with the utmost exertion of all my powers until everything really works and all is of a piece."